We want to look ahead now, too. We want to look ahead to November and welcome in Justin. How's that for
I don't want to look ahead to November. I want to enjoy today.
I'm looking way ahead. Well, we need to plan ahead, though.
And yes, yes.
We're going to plan.
Sorry, Justin. That's just brutal.
Justin Hoover joins us this morning. He's the Upper Midwest Regional Coordinator for My Hope America with Billy Graham. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Great to have you along this morning. And we're so excited because we've talked about this over the past couple of months, and we just kind of want to keep gradually ramping up for this big event coming up in November. For those that don't know what My Hope America is all about, can you kind of give us a little snapshot of that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, My Hope America is going to be in November, and Billy Graham has just had a real heart for our country and has been praying for our country and feels a burden in his heart to preach one more message, calling our country to repentance and faith in Christ, and seeing a real need for the gospel message to transform our nation. And so this is where My Hope America is really birthed out of his desire to preach that message. So we decided to put together a program, which we've done in the past, actually, in 57 countries, just all around the world in some awesome places, India and China and all over the world. And we've seen just amazing results with an evangelistic strategy of inviting unbelievers into your home and to be praying for them, making a list, Matthew list, and praying for them, and then having them watch a message from Billy Graham, and then after the message, sharing their testimony of how they came to Christ and what Christ has done in their life, and then inviting their guests if they want to receive Christ. And we've been doing this about 13 years, and there's been about 10 million commitments to Christ in over 4 million homes across the world. So it's been a very effective strategy of evangelism. And now, but for this one, it will be Billy Graham's last message. And we'll take that message and put it into a 30-minute program with some powerful testimonies and just a real clear, simple, powerful gospel message. So we're excited for what God's doing and how the Lord is working and what's happening.
Well, this is Rob Beard, Justin. Nice to meet you. Will this message then be broadcast live over TV, or is this like a DVD that we play at our own time and place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, it'll be both. We're working right now on getting as many channels as we possibly can to broadcast this message on November 7th or around that time, which will be Billy Graham's 95th birthday. Mm. So we will have it on television and on cable networks, but also available on DVD for those who want to get it. And really also at the heart of the program is the discipleship and evangelism training that goes with this. There's when you open up your home and invite others to come in and you begin cultivating that heart for unbelievers in your life, they're called a Matthew home. So we'll be training Matthews across America in churches and providing them with the materials that they need to be involved and to do that evangelism training, to do the discipleship training. And right now we have about 16,000 churches that have registered across America to be involved. We're praying for 25,000. So really at the heart of it, which has always been the heart of our association, is to strengthen the local church and to work with the local church to reach unbelievers and to make disciples, to get them then connected to their churches. So that's where the training that we have coming up across the Twin Cities. We have 17 trainings coming up across the Twin Cities and in the next 5 or 6 weeks. And we'll be gathering pastors and lay leaders and Bible study leaders and college ministry leaders, anyone who's going to go back to their sphere of influence, to their churches, and they're going to train their people to make Matthews, and we'll provide all of the materials free of charge to be involved with the outreach and to help strengthen and equip and encourage their people to reach out to unbelievers in their life and to see disciples made for Christ.
So that actually starts tomorrow, July 9th in Duluth in Minneapolis, and continues through August 6th. Now, are you going to be the one doing the training, or do you have a variety of different trainers that help out?
I will be doing the majority of the training, and we have a few other trainers in the Twin Cities here. Jeff Anderson, who's been working with the Billy Graham Association for about 35 years, is helping as well. And so he'll be involved as well. And, you know, we've just seen God do amazing things through this already. We were in Hastings, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, and trained some pastors there. And we have a pilot video that's on our website right now called Defining Moments. There's actually two of them that are 30-minute programs with some really powerful testimonies in them, and then a message from Billy Graham that's interwoven with the testimonies. It's just really, really well done. And so one of the pastors that came to our meeting in Hastings took that video, Defining Moments, and brought it to the prison ministry that he works with in Hastings, and showed it to 70 prisoners, and 17 prisoners wanted to receive Christ. And so we're seeing people come to Christ already, and even before November, so that's exciting. And we're in the training stage right now of pastors and working with pastors and bringing them out to the training, getting them the materials, getting them everything they need to go back and get their churches involved.
We're talking with Justin Hoover, and he is the Upper Midwest Regional Coordinator for My Hope America with Billy Graham. And Justin, also some other trainings going on all across the Upper Midwest, too. I see that you're going to be in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls will be having a training that's coming up, is that tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow, too. So we have all across our listening area.
You bet. We have a training in Des Moines that's coming up, and all of those trainings are listed on our website at myhopewithbillygraham.org. And on the website, when you go to myhopewithbillygraham.org, you can there's a tab there for events, and then under events, you can pull up each state, and you can see all of the trainings in Minnesota. We're actually doing one tomorrow in Duluth as well. And then all over, I think 21 or 22 trainings across Minnesota in the next 5 or 6 weeks, and then Iowa and Wisconsin and all over, we're having lots of trainings.
Mm-hmm. We'll link that up because that map is pretty impressive with all of those trainings that are coming up here. So we will definitely link that up. And when we come back in just a couple of moments, Justin, we want to talk some more about what the training is all about and then, again, be praying and letting us know a little bit more about the actual event in November. Again, we're talking with Justin Hoover about My Hope America with Billy Graham, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Ted is out this week, and Rob Barrett is gracious enough to sit in for Ted this week. So great to have you along, Rob.
You'll be here all week long. Woohoo!
Yay! I'm glad. And we're also having with us this morning Justin Hoover, and he's the Upper Midwest Regional Coordinator for My Hope America with Billy Graham. And Justin, thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about the trainings and the partnerships that are going on leading up to this huge event on November 7th. Tell a little bit about maybe some of the work that you're doing with the pastors themselves, because I would think that this is, for some, it may be something brand new. For other pastors, it might be something that they've already been, you know, involved in, maybe just evangelizing their neighborhoods. But what kind of response are you seeing from the pastors as you kind of get these partnerships formed?
Yeah, it's been really awesome to see the hearts of pastors across our country in the upper Midwest. Just the hearts to want to reach out to the lost and to see the lost reached and to see their people encouraged and equipped. And we're just seeing a lot of excitement. There's a pastor in St. Cloud who's been equipping his people for the past couple months now and training them, and has had multiple trainings in his church. And it's just really excited, and took the Defining Moments DVD and played that in his Sunday service. And so they're really, what pastors are getting very excited about this. And, you know, Grace Church of Eden Prairie in the Twin Cities here is really excited to do it as well. And because really at the heart of this is reaching out to those people that God has placed in your life that don't know Christ and that God has sovereignly placed there. You know, the strategy is to look around for friends and family that don't know Christ, and then to look up to God in prayer for these people, and then to look out for opportunities to build those relationships, and then to look forward to the event, and then, of course, to look after them in discipleship. So it's very much, you know, God's heart to save those people in our life that he has placed there. And it's a biblical model from Luke chapter 5 where, when Jesus called Levi, when he called Matthew, he said to him, you know, follow me. And it says that Levi left everything and followed Christ. And then it says immediately he made a feast, a dinner in his house, and he invited tax collectors and sinners to come, and they were reclining at table with Jesus. And that was really his heart, was to reach out to those in his life, immediately bring them to the Savior, and introduce them to Christ. And so it's a really neat strategy. I've been very blessed to see people on my list that I've been praying for come to Christ. My carpenter that's been working with me, when I started the event in November, I started praying for him and building that relationship. And just a few months ago, he wanted to surrender his life to Christ. So it's really, really awesome and exciting what God is doing.
For those churches that are listening, the pastors that are listening, what kind of a process is it for them to get registered, to sign up, to get on the list for training? What do they need to do?
Sure. There's a couple of things they can do to register and receive training. They can go online and register online at myhopewithbillygraham.org. And on there, there's a tab for events, and you can see all of the upcoming events. They can RSVP online. The RSVP is not necessary, but it just kind of helps us. And once they do register online and they become a part of the system, then we'll send them more information. But really, coming out to the trainings that are listed there is where they're going to receive all of the information. They're going to receive all of the materials and everything they need. They can register at the training to get involved in this. And then once we train them on how to be a part of My Hope and how to train their people in evangelism, discipleship, then they'll go back to their churches and begin the training process and, you know, introducing it to their church. We have promotional videos and just introducing the concept of reaching out to friends and family and what is My Hope, and then starting the training process at their church and having Matthew sign up and then getting them trained in evangelism, discipleship, training them how to share their testimony. And then, of course, really the heart of it is prayer as well, is getting their church praying for unbelievers in their life and just cultivating that burden for those unbelievers that don't know Christ. And then leading up to November, having a time of prayer for those Matthews, and then you know, opening up their homes and inviting them in and having the watching the program and sharing their testimony, and then, of course, the discipleship process. And we provide all of the materials as well to do the discipleship process, to start discipleship Bible studies at their church. So, you know, on the website, there's the list of the upcoming trainings, and Shiloh Temple is coming up July 9th, tomorrow, at 5 o'clock in Minneapolis, and then we'll have one over in Roseville on July 12th with the Salvation Army, and just a whole number of them. We've tried to really just scatter them all around the Twin Cities, so there's lots of opportunities for pastors and for lay leaders. Really, it's open to lay leaders as well. Anyone who will go back to their church and bring the training to their church it's open to at this point. So, yeah, everyone's welcome to come and love to see them out.
How about those that are maybe living out in remote areas, or maybe those that their churches are already busy and they're maybe not as interested in coming together as a church? Can individuals be a part of this too?
Do you have these on like YouTube or something? I mean, is there any kind of web-based presence for these trainings?
Oh, yeah, good question. Yeah, on our website at myhopeatbillygraham.org, they can go on there and we have all of the training right online that they can watch and go through an interactive training session, and they can, you know, view the materials on PDFs right there, and the interactive videos to take them through and train them in evangelism and discipleship. And they can register, and then we'll send them information and make sure that they can get involved in it. So if someone's church doesn't want to be involved, they can always do this online. Or another option is they could come to the training, and if they maybe have a small group or something that they want to get involved, or they have a Bible study that they want to train, or just another friend that they think wants to be a part, then, you know, by all means, they can come out to the training as well and see how they can get involved and receive the training, or they can do it online as well.
So all you need is a phone.
That's right.
It's come to that.
You need a smartphone. That's it.
You know, my aunt-in-law, Merle Glockner, helped head up the training for the women for the famous New York City Billy Graham Crusade back in the day. Those were the huge. Where my, to be interesting, is my dad got saved. So my aunt helped lead my dad to through faith, through Billy Graham. And very exciting. But, you know, you've mentioned how this works. It worked in India and in China and other places. How does your approach differ when you come to the States? Because we're kind of a different animal over here.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we really have just seen that this, if people are willing to reach out and are willing to take that step and build that relationship with unbelievers in their life. And, you know, when I do my trainings, I always ask the pastors that are there, you know, to raise their hand if they've come to Christ through media, through a billboard or through a radio program or something like that. And then, you know, you'll have a few that will raise their hand. And I ask them, okay, raise your hand if you came to Christ through someone in your life, a relationship, either a family member or a friend that started, you know, ministering to you and pouring into your life and loving you and befriending you and then bringing you to church or introducing you to Christ in some way, raise your hand. And it's always, always, never fails that about 80% or more that come to Christ or brought to Christ through the influence of a friend or a family member. And I know it's true for my life. You know, I was one of the few that came to Christ through, I had received the Gospel of John in my college mailbox at St. Scholastica in Duluth through the Billy Graham Association. And I read the Bible the first time in my life and I got saved. And so that was kind of a unique one, but then I brought the gospel home to my family, and I saw each and every one of my family members receive Christ, and their whole lives transformed. So I know in my own personal life that God has used those, the relationship evangelism, it works, and it's biblical, and it's God's heart. So if our country will just get on our knees, and, you know, as the scriptures say, if you will call upon my name and turn from your wicked ways, and you know, I will hear from heaven and I will answer your prayer. And if we will humble ourselves before God and submit our life to him, as you were saying, PK, about John the Baptist, and just submit our life to Christ and ask him to use us to reach those people in our life that don't know Christ, give us that boldness, give us that love for those unbelievers, and then to build that relationship and to reach out to them and show that message. It's just the message is the power of God on the salvation. That is where it's at. There's no special remedy that we have other than the simple gospel message that changes lives and changed our lives. And then share with them, this is what Christ has done in my life. This is how he has changed me and his what his grace has done. And then just invite them if they want that as well. And, you know, it's amazing to see how God will use the simple things in our lives.
That's
and
right.
To bring those people to Christ.
Well, thank you, Justin. So, that's what we're talking about. It's the hope, isn't it? And it's My Hope with America with Billy Graham. And Justin, thank you for your time this morning. We'll be praying for this all the way between now and November, and we'll link up that map, too, for all those training sites. We've been talking.
Amen. Thank you
so much.
Yeah,
take care.
Such a blessing. Amen.
Thank you. Okay. Justin Hoover with My Hope America with Billy.